Welcome to the Literary Escape Podcast, the only podcast that serves both readers and authors of historical Christian romance. We read, discuss, review, and rate books in this unique romance subgenre, and sprinkle in a few contemporary Christian suspense books. Authors, we bring you inside tips and tricks from those who have gone before you. Then we bring both readers and authors together for fun-filled live Q&As. Literary Escape is the one-stop shop for both readers and authors to connect, learn, and grow together. Let's dive into this adventurous episode. Welcome back, everyone, to a Friday Book Club discussion. So glad you're here with us. Last Saturday, we enjoyed a relaxing and fun conversation with authors Crystal Cottle, Lynn Shannon, and Sarah Sundin, and our next Coffee and Books event will take place on Tuesday, April 15th from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join Lynn Blackburn and myself for an hour of book talk. Sign up for this free event at literaryescape.com/events to get the link to join. I have joined three book giveaways for March through Book Funnel, so the time is running out to get your free reads. You can use the links in the blog post to claim those free reads. And please note that these books are not all part of the Christian romance genre, and I did join one titled Steamy Romances with the hope of getting unwavering faith in the hands of readers who may not have otherwise found my novel. So again, those giveaways end on Monday. For those of you who can make it to an in-person event in Indiana, I have two coming up in April. First, on April 5th, which is a Saturday, I will be at the Warsaw Public Library from 11 to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then on Saturday, April 19th, I will be at the Branch Coffee Shop in Fairmount, Indiana from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with author Abby Downey. And we hope to meet some of you there. If you have read Unwavering Faith, I would love to hear your thoughts. Send me an email at literaryescape@literaryescape.com. Also, help spread the word and send your friends to literaryescape.com/shop to get their copy of the book along with the t-shirt and coffee mug. That is it for announcements. Let's jump into this week's book discussion of Winning the Mountain Man's Love by Misty M. Beller. Winning the Mountain Man's Love. In the wild mountains of the Montana Territory, the Coulter Ranch is a place of family, second chances, and a hidden fortune. Jonah Coulter can't stand to watch his former fiance build a life with her one true love. That's the way it always happens for him. Second child of six, second choice for love. He's relieved to escape his family's ranch to search for the aunt of a lost child he rescued. At least little Anna needs him. She deserves to be reunited with her last living relative. Patience Whitman fled from her past and the man who killed her late husband. Now she's reinvented herself in the untamed Montana Territory, relying on her gambling skills to survive. She's determined to earn enough to buy independence from the constant threat of men. She's never met one who isn't greedy, controlling, or violent. But when a stranger shows up and says his brothers have taken in her orphan niece, Patience must go after Anna no matter the cost. As Jonah and Patience navigate the treacherous landscape of their past and little Anna's future, they must confront their deepest fears and learn to trust each other. But when danger catches up to them, they must risk everything to claim the happily ever after they both crave. Okay, this is kind of went a different route than I expected as well, but we'll get to that because that's probably more towards the end. I think we forgot to mention last week in that book, that's where they discover Anna.
Yeah, I just thought of that. Yeah. We forgot at the little where she came in. Yes.
And Eric and Naomi take her in.
Yes.
Basically as if that she's her daughter. But Jonah had made a promise to Anna. I will find your aunt. I will keep looking. He spends.
Doesn't he spend part of the last book in town?
Yeah.
And comes back and then
And then he goes back out again, and he's like putting telegrams out.
Right. In the last book, that was when him and Eric went. They were because Eric's really good at looking at, can do the look through the list or something really quick. Yes. So,
And so that was a very interesting, and kind of the way this plays out is interesting. And I can only say that maybe because I'm an aunt with no children of my own. Mm-hmm. And so it's just, I realized she hadn't seen Anna for a few years based on her life trajectory.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll get there. I'm kind of jumping to the end.
Yeah.
But it was different for me personally. But what did you think about Patience? Like, when we first meet her, she has struck a deal with a saloon mm-hmm. in town with the owner that says, if I don't, like, what, double his profits in the gambling room?
Yeah.
Every month?
Then I would go upstairs and work upstairs.
As one of the working ladies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I was like, I don't know. But am I right that... No, she didn't come out as a to be a mail order bride, did she?
No. Yes. I think so. To the guy, the owner of the... The owner,
that's right.
The owner of the saloon, I think, advertised, but then she realized
that's not what he really wanted,
and so she struck a deal.
Is this the same guy that was offering Heidi a job, but not really?
It could be. I'm not for sure.
Yeah, I mean that. I can imagine that stuff happened where somebody advertised for a mail order bride, and then when she gets out there, it's like, nope, not really. You're gonna work in the brothel.
Yeah,
you know. And so she was clever in that, and she did turn a doubled his profit all the time.
Good thing she knew how to do that.
Right.
And at first, I didn't know if I would like her, because I'm like, oh.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah. And then when you hear her backstory with her first husband.
Right.
And what they were doing, her husband, and yeah. I was like,
Is
this going to be another Angela?
Yeah. Yeah, it was hard. It was hard at first because I'm like, I don't know that you're really on the up and up. But she really did what she did to survive.
Yeah.
She made a bad choice marrying that guy in the first place. And then she had to live with consequences.
Yeah.
For a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah. And so, you know, then Jonah shows up and is like, hey, we have your niece. She eventually decides, okay, I'm going to go. And this was a tough, I don't know, how did you feel when they were reunited? It seemed a little awkward, for one.
Mm-hmm.
But then Anna does not want to leave the ranch.
Mm-hmm.
But Patty, is that what they call her?
Patsy.
Patsy. Patience, whatever.
Yeah.
She has this dream in her mind of being an independent woman living in Indiana with her picket fence, right, her white picket fence, and she's going to bring Anna with her. Like, she's determined to do that. I mean, what was your reaction to that?
To me, it was like, okay, so this is what she wants. Okay, and, you know, Anna, I felt bad for Anna in it, but I just thought this is what she was going towards. I didn't see anything wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
But she hadn't seen, like, Anna in years.
Right.
And then, you know, poor Anna didn't even want to be with her.
Right.
Like, nothing to do with her.
That would be so heartbreaking. And Anna fit in, right? She felt like one of the daughters.
You know, like she was an older sister to Mary Ellen. I think she even called Naomi mom.
She did.
And Eric.
She called her mom, Naomi, dad. Eric.
Mm-hmm. Papa Eric.
Papa Eric, yeah. Right. So, first of all, as an aunt, I would have been, like, crushed.
Yes.
That there's these strangers that my niece wants more than she wants.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, nobody can talk her out of it. I'm going to take her. We're going. I kind of got frustrated with her when I was like, You clearly enjoy even being around this family, and you really enjoyed being around Jonah. Why are you fighting it so much? But then Jonah fights it too, that attraction too, because he's like, Well, I mean, he just got burned big time. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I don't want to go down that road again.
Yeah.
What did you think about the fact that it was Eric, who, by the way, stole the first woman Jonah had proposed to, stole her back. It was Eric that comes out and is like, she's an amazing woman. You need to go after her. What did you think of that?
I thought that was interesting. It was Eric. Of all of them, like, it could have been one of his brothers, but it was Eric.
Yeah. And their history. See, that's what makes it so interesting.
Yeah, was like, even though they had, they had that history with Naomi, he still wanted Jonah to be happy. He still wanted to be like a brother to him.
Yeah. I liked seeing that that relationship was getting, and like, and Jonah even says he considered him a good friend at that point. So they go through, you know, Jonah's like, all right, I'll take you to the fort so you can, you know, get on your boat to go home, all this stuff. And Anna is just mess this whole time.
Yeah.
And then when she finally realizes this isn't good for her. And I kind of have what I want in Jonah anyways, right? So, you know, she's going to have that turning moment. But living arrangements, did that surprise you?
What do you mean?
Where Anna ends up living, who Anna ends up living with?
Naomi?
Yeah. Did that surprise you?
I figured she'd live with Deanna and Jericho.
No, no. I mean, like, I thought that she'd end up living with Jonah and Patsy. Cause that's
mean at the end. At the end. I'm sorry. Yes. Sorry.
No, that's okay.
Yes, I did, because it's her aunt. And I figured she, like, I would have been like, listen, we're on the ranch with them. You can still go visit and play and do all that, but I want you to live with me. It shocked me she let them.
Okay, I'm glad I wasn't the only one, because I would have been the same way.
Wouldn't you think, like, Patsy would want to talk about her sister Hannah and, like, this was your mom. She was my sister. I remember this. Like, I want you to remember your mom. That never came up.
No, and I would have, and this is just me personally. I think it was great. That I mean, it works out great in the story, but it just kind of threw me for a loop, because I thought, man, as an aunt, I would have been like, I appreciate that you took her in for a month or so. And I love that she sees you as family. And we're going to continue that relationship. But I am her blood relative. Yeah. And I want to raise her. That would have been me.
You know, and like, Joan is so good with the kids, you know, that I think maybe if Anna lived there, it would have realized, hey, you know, I mean, you still be part of Mary Ellen, Naomi, and Eric's life and everybody else, but you'll live here with, and I'll raise you.
Yeah.
But I don't know, Anna seemed very strong-willed.
She is a strong-willed child,
and that
could
have backfired completely to her resenting.
Maybe that whole experience that she had with her when they were traveling to the fort, maybe that kind of made her think, never mind, I'll just remain the aunt role.
Yeah.
Over here.
Yeah.
Side. I don't know. It's just a little different. I was not expecting that.
That would be weird to explain to people. Well, I'm her aunt, but she doesn't live with me.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, she still would have that aunt name because she marries Jonah.
Yeah.
Right. So she's still going to have that. But yeah, it is different. But you know, when I think about that, there's probably a lot of things that happens a lot in families where it's like, you know, so-and-so got pregnant and couldn't raise, so then so-and-so in the family adopted or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And different things like that. It was interesting. I enjoyed their story. I don't think there was as much, like, mystery or drama in this one.
No, there wasn't.
So if we think about those levels, the mystery level and the drama level, would you put them at
espresso?
Yeah. It was really Patience and Jonah working through their own issues.
I think that Moses was towards the end of the book, When what, you know, what happens with Jonah's log cabin?
Yes.
That really was like, oh my gosh. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
But then in the end, you know, it was a good thing, but it was also the shocker of.
Kind of leads you into the whole Samson right. thing, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
It leads you into that.
It does. This is where, yes, the storyline of Samson, who is in the last book, the mm-hmm. eighth book, is his story, which I cannot wait to get my hands on. You're right. This is the start of that. And this is kind of where Jonah kind of kicks himself a little bit, too, for having let Samson stay back in town when he brought Patsy
yeah.
out.
Jericho was not happy with that.
No, but see, this is like, you remember we talked in book one, Jericho's this overbearing brother, older brother, who's just trying to protect everybody. But this is now where they're getting to the point where the brothers are like, we're grown up. We can't continue to be secluded on the ranch. Yes, we can still protect the secret.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean we can't socialize and be mm-hmm. in town and stuff. And so that's where Jonah, he hesitated. He didn't want to leave Samson back in town, but he did.
Because
mm-hmm. they're just starting to get to that.
Yeah.
But then it's interesting that the first time they'd like kind of take that leap, mm-hmm. they get burned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't see that coming.
Yeah. Yeah.
At all. But, yeah, and that's going to continue to play out through mm-hmm. the rest of the series.
Yeah. So.
All right. So we kind of talked about the drama and the mystery levels mm-hmm. kind of being espresso. What do you think about the inspirational level?
Espresso to mocha?
Yeah. I mean, because they're both, like, really struggling.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually it's God who helps pull him back, but mm-hmm. it's pretty light, mm-hmm. I think, in there. What about the suspense level?
Mocha?
I would go mocha just because of the end.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Oh my gosh, that was, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now, romance level. Sorry, I had to stop and think.
Mocha? Espresso to mocha?
I'd say espresso to mocha. Like, it is. I think it's more because they're both timid mm-hmm. when it comes to love. They've both been burned, but in mm-hmm. different ways.
Mm-hmm.
So they're both just.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say espresso
okay.
for them as well. What is your overall lasso rating?
A 3.
Yes. Even though it's different,
mm-hmm.
there were a lot of things that were different. I like it because it was different, right? It's not your typical flow
mm-hmm.
for a series like this. So mm-hmm. I did enjoy it. All right. So that was our discussion of Winning the Mountain Man's Love. And next week, we are going to talk about pretending to be the mountain man's wife, which is one of Jessica's favorites.
Yes.
Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If so, please consider signing up for our free newsletter. Each week, you'll receive news about our events for both readers and authors, plus updates on my books. You can sign up at literaryscape.com/newsletter. Until next time, happy and blessed reading and writing.